Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm really glad you're here. You're going to be glad you joined us because our good friend Jay Myers is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated. You know what that means? That means he's a small business owner just like you and me. His business is based out of Memphis, Tennessee. But he operates regionally. He's got a number of employees. He's in the video conferencing technology business, and it's a heartland business with heartland products. He's also the author of a book called Keep Swinging, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. And I've asked him to join us today to talk to us about what he's seeing out there and how his company is doing. Jay Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So what are you seeing out there across the landscape, Jay? When you talk to other business owners, what kind of an attitude are you getting from them?
Well, you know, I think there's a mixed review out there, Jim. I think some folks, you know, that are in different technology business, they're doing pretty well. Others are frankly struggling. I think that some folks that I know have businesses that relied on one customer a little too much.
Yeah.
And some focus on that has penalize them in this economy. Other folks that have been diversified with multiple customers and a wide base of opportunities are doing okay. They're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the key, isn't it? I mean, I learned that a long time ago, and it's easy though for small business owners to get into that. Not, you know, if you're in the retail business, of course, some retail businesses depend on one industry. You know, they have a certain industry that's strong in their community. In that industry, you're in big trouble. But basically, the key to survival in times like this is not to have all your eggs in one basket, isn't it?
It really is. And we've been very fortunate, been very blessed at Interactive Solutions to have a very great client base that, you know, seems to change with our best customer every year. And so we've diversified. We've worked hard on that. And an interesting note for us as we're going through these times, an application in a market area that's really, really good for us right now is healthcare and telemedicine, where the doctor is using the video conference equipment and various scopes and cameras and things to diagnose patients in rural areas. It's a huge area for us right now.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
It really is. And the state of Arkansas in particular has just been a phenomenal growth with the University of Arkansas Medical Center and the folks over there are very entrepreneurial, by the way. They're small business types, and they have really gone out and just done a great job of extending this technology to rural areas. And, you know, Jim, it's very gratifying as well, because what's happened is that you're actually not just selling equipment and making a profit, which is certainly what we're here for, but also to improve people's lives and, in actuality, to save people's lives in some of these rural areas. It's just great.
You know, that's a good point you make there, Jay, because every small business owner should stop for a minute, and because there are a lot of business owners right now, Jay, as you are aware, that are questioning what they're doing. They're saying, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Is it worth the effort? Is it worth the anguish that I'm going through right now if they're having a tough time? Everybody's challenged. It's just a matter of degree. But I think every small business owner should recognize that without them, without all of us, I don't even want to think about what this country would look like. We serve our customers. We provide jobs for our employees who bring home paychecks for their families. Small business owners, when we hear politicians say they're the backbone of the economy, they're just saying it because they know that's what they're supposed to say. You and I know it's the truth.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think in a small business owner, certainly it is a challenging These are challenging times, but, you know, the cream rises to the top. If you've worked hard on your business plan, you've diversified your client base, you keep after it every day, you know, you can still do well in this and certainly survive in this economy. You know, people that don't really understand history very well don't realize that there were some people that made a lot of money during the Depression. And I think that although it's very difficult times, you know, and I'm not alluding to the fact that, you know, what we're going through right now is certainly at that level, the media is fanning that fire, and I think that if you just go out and do your job, focus on your customers, you know, do value-driven type of activities, you're going to be okay. I mean, we can navigate this, all of us together.
You used the word survival a minute ago, or survive, one of those two words a minute ago, Jay. If you're a small business owner right now, do you agree with me when I say if you're having a difficult time, maybe your goal in 2009 is to survive, maybe simply to survive? That if you survive, in fact, I've got what I call the small business I've been talking about for a while now, Jay, where, and I say the small business attitude, survival attitude is this: in 2009, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that attitude?
I think that's a good plan. And actually, this coming Saturday, Jim, I think you know this individual, David Doyle, down at Small Business Development Center in Memphis. I'm going to give a presentation down there about surviving, and kind of talk about my book and everything, and the whole nature of navigating this difficult times and everything. Yeah, you know, I think you win by surviving, getting through this. You know, as you know, Jim, you read my book and everything. That's what it was all about for me, and just putting all that together to get past these different challenges. I mean, I've been through a ton of stuff, a couple of embezzlements, a partnership buyout, had cancer, got fired twice. You know, I mean, this is just another chapter in the book for me, honestly. I mean, I look at it and say, you know, bring it on.
This isn't your first go roping, is it, Jay?
No, not at all. And I mean, is it difficult? You know, Jim, I think for me, it's challenging me in a different way, but it's another challenge. And I just look at it like, again, like another chapter in the book.
Well, see, that's one of the things that I talk about when I give speeches, Jay, and I talk about it like I call them the odd couple of small business, which is the odd couple is challenges and opportunities. And in any given year, we're going to have both of those, whether we're having great times or not so great times. We're going to have both challenges and opportunities, and the only difference between this year and last year is the relationship between those two members of the odd couple.
You're exactly right, Jim, and I think you and I had a conversation last year regarding business growth and things in difficult times. My business grew 30% in 2008, and a lot of people were looking at that like, God, how did you do that? You know, and we focused. We had a very young sales team. We got after it. We hustled, you know. And in 2009, rather than coming up with some kind of crazy plan about growing it again another 30% in these difficult times, my attitude was, let's just kind of keep the same modest growth and do what we did in 2008, just a little bit better. And in that manner, we've not only survived, we've had a great year.
And see, that's the thing. By focusing on it, like Jay said, you probably will do better than surviving. 20 after, going to be right back with Jay Myers. His book is called Keep Swinging. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassie. One more thing. Little bit of Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and thank you very much for using it. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. You'll find my newsletter there, which I hope you'll subscribe to. We'll send to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can also check out my blog, which we update just about every day. I update that. I myself write all the blog posts. And whatever I'm thinking about during the day, usually something to do with what we've done. Lots of times it's what we've done on the radio, but other things as well, current small business events. My knowledge base is there, and lots of other stuff there. I hope you check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something for you. Myers is our guest, folks. Jay is the author of Keep Swinging. He's the president of Interactive Solutions. He's a small business owner, just like you and me, and we're talking about and thriving in the 21st century. Jay, I'd like your thoughts on this idea that I have, and that is what I call, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Has your company embraced that idea?
Oh, I think so. You know, we're constantly trying to reinvent ourselves, and I think that, you know, when I started out the business in 96, it was just a video conferencing business, and, you know, up through the years, we've added audiovisual and telemedicine and all these different things. You've got to, you know, I'm in love with the whole concept of entrepreneurship and owning my own business. I mean, I love that. I've had to take that and transport that into a bigger picture of taking the video conference, the technology I started with, and expand it to make it a bigger, more thriving business that's sustainable, honestly.
Yeah, and but the thing is every year you've got to update your relevancy with your customers, don't you?
You really do. You can't rest on your laurels. I mean, you know, we had a great year in 2008. You know, we grew our business 30%. But the thing about it is, you know, it's such a dynamic business that you have to constantly reinvent yourself and constantly reach out and find new customers. And in this market, honestly, it is challenging, but a good message still resonates with people.
Well, exactly. You know, and I'll tell you something else, Jay. I'd like your thoughts on this. 2009 is different from 2008 in a lot of ways. We're having to do business a little differently in 2009 than we did in 2008. But I think it's only 2009 is a transition period, because I think it's going to be different again in 2010. What do you think?
Absolutely. I believe that is the case. 2009, I've observed just in the first few months, you know, we're off to a good start. We have some good forecasts coming in play, but the tension in the marketplace, I can feel it. You know, people are just, you know, whether it be their portfolios, the cutbacks in some of the different government programs we're involved with, or whatever, it's a high amount of tension. And I think one of our jobs, besides trying to promote the technology, is to calm the waters, allay some of the fears about the things that are going on, and get back to basics, Jim. Get back to things that, why do people buy things? Value-based, make sure the money that they do have, that they have can spend in 2009, that they feel good about it, that they feel good that we're a good investment with our technology. And the fun thing about it is, honestly, in 2009 is we sell technology with video conferencing that saves people money, and that's kind of a fun thing to be able to go out and talk about, because it's the truth.
Well,
so they avoid some of the plane tickets and the travel.
Your message with all of the expensive travel these days and people trying to watch their expenses, your message ought to be right on the money. It ought to be a great business model for 2009.
It is. It really is a great business model. It's a door opener. It doesn't guarantee you that you're going to get the business. Certainly, we still have those challenges. But it's not viewed as something that is a luxury. It's getting to be, I'm not going to say a necessity, but it's certainly something that's in the radar that people will consider as a cost-cutting measure.
Mm-hmm. Jay, before we go any further, give us your website. Tell us about your company.
The website is ISITN, like Tennessee.com, Interactive Solutions Incorporated, home office in Memphis. I've got an office in Nashville, and I've got guys located in Knoxville, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Jackson, Mississippi, Little Rock. We cover about six states with our sales force: Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Arkansas.
And
we do a lot of things, but I'm sorry?
The book's available on your website?
The book's available on the website. Also, the book has its own website, keepswingingbook.com. And the book has done very well. I really appreciate all the folks that have bought it. We've made our publisher's best-selling list 4 months in a row.
Congratulations. I'm not the least bit surprised. Jay, I've got about a minute left. What are your plans for the rest of 2009 as you look out across the landscape for your small business? As you think about your customers, what are your plans for the rest of 2009?
All right, Jim, I'm going to do some shameless marketing and quote my book, but this is also a quote from my late mother. I'm going to keep my head down and my tail up, and we're going to just keep working hard. That's the only way. I'm not smart enough to do any other way. We're just going to work hard. We're going to get closer.
It's amazing what can happen when you meet the marketplace at least halfway, isn't it?
Well, and I think for the small business people, all levity aside, I think for small business people, and I mean this sincerely, you got to get closer to your customers. You can't be an armchair quarterback right now. You're going to get out there, and I found this out this
face
week. You've got to get closer.
Yeah.
You just
face
have to do that. If you do that, I think that, you know, you can navigate this. You got to keep your head up and everything. You can't. It's very easy to get down right now, but if you get closer to your customers, you call on a lot of them, and not just a few, all of them that you get your chance to do that with, I think that you got a chance, a very good chance to make it through this. And people can make good money these days, but you got to keep your head on straight.
Well said, Jay. Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here, Jay. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you, buddy.
Jay Myers, folks. M-Y-E-R-R. How you spell his last name if you Google him. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's just you and me. I want to talk about the state of small business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.